Kevin K.R. Robinson is a West Philadelphian whose story of tragedy to triumph led to the publication of his first book, Can't Break Me, How I Shifted My Mindset and Overcame the Odds. The book has made the USA Today's bestsellers list. WHYY's Eric Nixon spoke with Robinson about what drove him to success.
Robinson grew up in extremely impoverished conditions, living with his mother, stepfather, and seven siblings in a studio apartment with few amenities. After hearing words of motivation from his stepfather and wanting better for himself, Robinson adopted a shift in his mindset to focus on the foundational principles of desire, discipline, and determination, which Robinson calls the three D's.
And so that desire is that what motivates you to get fired up. You want more for your life. But what I realize is that desire alone doesn't get results. And so I embrace discipline. I found mentors to teach me how to become disciplined, where you have routines and ways of doing things so that when the clapping stops, you keep doing it. When no one else is cheering you on, you keep doing it. But what I realized throughout that journey was that I needed determination. And so determination is what I needed, because sometimes I'm going to have setbacks.
Robinson began to befriend motivational people in his community, whom he calls his board of directors. By listening to these individuals, they helped him build towards the success he aspired for.
I started to just come up with my own ecosystem to help me move out of my old way of thinking. And that's when it shifted, being vulnerable, asking for help.
Elijah Anderson is a professor of African American Studies at Yale University and the co-author of Robinson's book. He explained how he began mentoring Robinson and other young men by simply engaging over pizza and soda during their lunchtime seminars.
I also bought them dictionaries and would talk about the importance of vocabulary and words and the wider system and that kind of thing. We had a lot of great conversations in the seminar.
After leaving his Wall Street position, Robinson opened his own real estate company in Philadelphia. He is focused on building his legacy and supporting future generations through what he calls transformational wealth. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.